intro music? I'm confused.
I thought you hated doing stuff first.
Start, Frankie.
I'm confused. Where am I starting? Am I doing the intro?
Yeah. Literally whatever you want. You are hosting. This is why Frankie doesn't host.
Okay, so I can start with like our intro though, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready?
This is 100% making it.
Scene. We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible not because we're great, but most like Ben's Christmas spirit. We need some work. Frankie, number two Fusco. I'm hosting today, guys, because it is the Christmas Spectacular Game Show edition of Incredible Critics. Ooh. How excited are you all to be here?
Yay!
Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas on Friday.
I never signed a waiver.
It's no waivers necessary. I have all your fingerprints, so I just kind of put them on.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. How was your Christmas? I don't care. Let's go on to the game show. This is what we're talking about today, guys. I have made a list of 10 Hallmark or Lifetime Christmas movies. I am going to read you the synopsis of the movie or the tagline, the logline, whatever you want to call it. And you guys have to guess the title. If you get the title right, you get 5 points. If you get the closest, you get 2 points. If you make something funny, you get a point, because I enjoy laughing. And so do our listeners. Listeners? I don't know. We'll see. It's Christmas time. People are driving.
I mean,
it's
our
still
wives
plural
maybe
if it's like 3 or 4.
Yeah, exactly.
That's still...
if we have 3 or 4. I guess if we all listen to it, listeners. So, I'm excited about this. Hope you guys are excited about this. I am going to adjust my screens a little bit. But, you know, let me real quick. Have any of you watched a single Hallmark or Lifetime movie this Christmas season?
Two.
That is two more than I have watched.
That's two more than I have watched. And Ben and I are both married.
Right.
So that's...
that's sad for your wives. That's how I feel about that.
I support my wife watching Hallmark movies. I'm just not going to subject myself to also watching said Hallmark movies.
Well, listen. We were in Georgia a few weeks ago, right? At the beginning of December. And my brother-in-law's wife, I don't know what that's called, she is pregnant now.
Still a sister-in-law.
We played the pregnancy card because they wanted to watch a football game on Saturday night, and we were like, you know what? Pregnant lady really wants to watch some Hallmark movies, so we threw the Hallmark movie on, and we got to
you were on the side of wanting to watch a Hallmark movie instead of football.
Absolutely. College football, 100%, all the time. You know what? Even some regular football, if it's not a team I like or a good team playing. Let's get ready to play, guys. Do you know the Hallmark movie? Great music, Ben.
Great. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
You guys chose to play this game. I'm excited. You're excited. Number one. A holiday wedding brings no joy to the bride's cousin, who was literally left by the groom right at the altar. But she might find her true love there when she gains a fake fiance in the process.
I'm going to say wedding date for Christmas.
Ooh, that's not right.
It was close.
You might be the closest. We'll see what Andrew and Ben say. Andrew?
A fiance for Christmas.
Oh.
Okay, still not it.
Dang it.
This is a good one. You guys should go watch this one. This is a great one. We'll be pretty good.
I'm going to say like a... Alright, so I saw a title of one of these pop up, so I'm going to go with this title. I don't know why. But like a Christmas with a wedding planner... I don't know.
That's not a bad guess.
It's actually the furthest. We're gonna give Tim 2 points for getting the closest. It is A December Bride.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because that's when Christmas is, guys. I should have.
December. What was I December thinking?
Bride. Okay.
A little 2 points, easier.
2 points.
Got it. Yeah, I went for the Christmas theme rather than like the.
And
the
yes, bride, the very bride. Barbie Christmas will be what we're watching.
I should say. The losers. All right, number two, guys. A World War II era nurse is transported in time to 2016 and meets a man who helps her discover the bonds of family and the true meaning of Christmas, and that the true meaning of Christmas is timeless. Anyone can ding in. Anyone can ding in.
I'm just going to say A Christmas Future.
That's not it.
The Nurse of Christmas Past.
Oh, that's not it, but you're closer. I might change the rules that if one of you get one, you just win the game.
Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The Allied's Christmas.
Ooh, I like the idea. Not even close. We're going to give this one to Andrew for being the closest. It is A Journey Back to Christmas.
Naturally.
Christmas was in the title.
What a boring name.
It's also a little confusing because she goes forward in time, so I don't
quite understand. Right.
But all of our titles were still far more interesting than the actual title we got, and we all came up with this on the spot. Hallmark, hire us. Actually, don't. I don't want to work for you.
I mean, I'll work. I'll take a paycheck. I will make Christmas movies all year round. Hallmark, call me. I'm in.
That's probably who makes some Hallmark movies, is some guy who just hates Hallmark. He's just like grumpy and all, it's whatever. Anyway. Number three, guys. It's a close race between Andrew and Tim right now. When her niece is cast in the Philadelphia's ballet production of The Nutcracker, a jaded ex-ballerina is forced to come to terms with the life and love she left behind. I'd give you guys like actors or actresses, but that's not going to help you. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Three words. We'll start giving a word count.
I got it. A whiz wit holiday.
No.
I'm pretty sure that's it, Frankie. Are you sure?
I don't even know how you got that.
A whiz wit holiday. Philadelphia.
Oh, whiz wit. Yeah,
a whiz wit holiday.
You didn't mention cheesesteaks at all. I'm pretty sure, you know, ballerinas don't eat cheesesteaks.
Philadelphia.
This one's tough to come up with something clever.
When her niece is cast in the Philadelphia Ballet's production of The Nutcracker, a jaded ex-ballerina is forced to come to terms with life and love she left behind. Three words. First word is A.
A Christmas Ballet.
Ooh! Not it. Andrew.
A Christmas dance?
Okay. You both had one of the words right. Christmas. Good job. It's A Nutcracker Christmas.
Wow.
That is so... That's not even on the nose. That's just literally the movie.
We're going to give 2 points to Tim for that.
Oh, Tim's gone. Tim's back. 2 points to Tim. What don't you like about Wiz Holiday?
He got the closest. Ben, we are going to give you 1 point. We're going to give you 1 point for being...
So many points to Tim. Joke's on you.
All right. We are on number four, guys. A flight attendant teams up with a newspaper columnist.
Send it in chat.
I'm going to send it in chat. I'm just talking first. Okay. A flight attendant teams up with a newspaper columnist to investigate how her late parents first met. a flight attendant teams up with a newspaper columnist to investigate how her late parents first met. It is two words. Two words. A flight attendant teams up with a newspaper columnist to investigate how her late parents first met. Anyone can ring in here. Anyone. This is not as quick as I thought it would be. Like, I was expecting those Jeopardy buzzers to be going. Ding, ding. Anybody got anything? Two words. Two words.
Two words.
Two words. First word, sounds like. Airport Christmas.
Okay. There we go. That wasn't it, but you were so much better than last round. So I'm very proud of you. Andrew, Tim.
All right. You can't tell me the Philadelphia themed Christmas movie named Wiz-Wit Holiday.
Terminal Wiz Christmas.
Cheesesteak. All about cheesesteaks. And
cheesesteak, but it's
red. Listen, you got a point for being funny.
Beer cans getting thrown at
Andrew,
Santa.
Andrew, it is not Terminal Christmas. That sounds like it's not on.
Okay.
That's a Christmas movie about a kid.
That's why I said it's real funny. Movie.
No. Okay, I'm gonna guess. Holiday Flight.
Okay, that is not correct either.
Really bad.
The one we were looking for is Christmas Connection. Get it, guys?
Ooh, okay.
That's a little better.
Yeah. That one's better.
It's a good title. Yeah. It is a great movie. We're going to give Ben 2 points for getting the closest.
Nice.
Okay.
And Andrew a point for the funniest with Terminal Christmas.
Heck a wish.
I don't think he was trying to be funny. I don't.
No, I was. I was trying to be funny. I got the connection.
Okay, guys. Listen, this
Christmas connection.
We are number five now. All right. This is a good one. All right. I think you guys are going to get this one. A young widow's daughter is given a tattered old Christmas stocking at the holiday craft sale, but her mother is skeptical of its magic when it seems to create small trinkets on its own.
The Christmas Witch.
The Magic Stocking.
The Christmas Stocking.
Did you say the Magic Stocking?
Yeah.
That's it!
Yes! Oh, all right. It's a Christmas miracle!
It's over. 5 points.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's over now.
Wow, Andrew. Oh my
it's
god.
Watching those two Hallmark movies just really helped.
I didn't even tell you it was only two.
I speak to you.
Andrew, you're going to have to go watch the Magic Stocking now.
Is that my prize? Gosh. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Wow.
The Christmas Witch is a much better title.
Well, Christmas Witch is a good one, I guess. We're going to go right on. After getting fired from her job as a maid
in the ritzy city.
As a maid at a ritzy New York City. You're making me laugh, sorry. After getting fired from her job as a maid at a ritzy New York City hotel, Allie reluctantly accepts a temporary gig as the governess to a young girl who is part of a powerful family in Europe that lives in a castle. This is not A Christmas Prince. Different movie.
But that was what I was going to guess.
It is three words.
Wait, isn't...
And we're halfway through this, guys. You know what? We're going to switch up the rules a little bit for the second half. Make it a little bit easier for you, all right? Not really switch up the rules. I'm going to give you more hints, all right? I am now going to tell you if the word Christmas is in the title.
Oh, so that's actually helpful.
This is three words. One of the words is Christmas.
I was going to say, this sounds shockingly like the Princess Switch.
Mm. That
synopsis.
Movie famously called though Princess Switch.
Okay, Christmas is not in the title.
Yes,
I'm gonna guess. Oh, that was me buzzing in. I'm gonna guess. Made for Christmas.
I like it. It's not made in Manhattan, but I like it.
But she's out of Manhattan.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's good. They should do that. That's not it. After getting fired from her job as a maid at a ritzy New York City hotel, Allie reluctantly accepts a temporary gig as a governess to a young girl who is part of a powerful family in Europe that lives in a castle.
The Christmas Castle.
Oh! Not it. Andrew. I mean, you're so far ahead of everybody that, I mean...
Christmas Abroad. I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, it is Crown for Christmas.
Crown for Christmas.
Crown for Christmas. It's a good one with Danica Miller. It's actually one of the best Hallmark movies.
Wow, I was only one word off, wasn't I?
Wow.
There was only three words in there. But yeah, you were only one word off.
Didn't I say made for Christmas?
You did. So, Tim, we're going to give you 2 points for being the closest.
Okay. I was at least on the castle theme, so you were, I would argue you were,
you
I was closer.
Did you say castle you, for you Christmas? Could,
all right, hold on, let's send it back to the judges. No, we're going to go with Tim as the closest.
Rigged.
All right, guys, we are on number 7. Working our way over here. Two old friends from high school work together over Christmas to sell his uncle's Mexican bakery's famous... Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. I apologize. Two old friends from high school work together over Christmas to sell his uncle's Mexican bakery that's famous for its magical gingerbread cookies that grant wishes. There's a lot of quiet here. It's a long synopsis.
There's a lot to take in.
There are two words... Much like a gingerbread cookie. A lot of spices. A lot of spices going on in this synopsis, guys. It's a two-word title. None of the words are Christmas. Two old friends from high school work together over Christmas to sell his uncle's Mexican bakery, famous for its magical gingerbread cookies that grant wishes. You would think selling a magical bakery, not hard.
Right.
You know? Especially in today's market.
Magic wishes. Mm-hmm. Magic cookie wishes.
Yeah, magic cookie wishes. His cookies bring everyone to the yard.
I'm going
to
say it. Here's my guess. Cookie Wishmas.
Oh, I like it. I like it. It's none of those words are right, though.
Pan de Jenebre Magico.
Oh, Viva la Portugal! I mean, but no, that's not it either.
Oh, it's not magic gingerbread. Magic that's not
bread.
It is not magic gingerbread.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Very close, though. You, right now, you could be getting the 2 points for being closest. Andrew?
Gingerbread wishes.
Oh, Andrew! Are you sure you've never seen a Hallmark movie?
I said I saw two at the beginning.
Because that's not the answer. That's not the one we're looking for. But, Ben, you're going to be the closest. It is Gingerbread Miracle.
What?
Very close. Okay. Very close. Very close. Very good. And you're going to get 2 points. All right. We got a close game, guys. You guys are catching up on Andrew right now. We have three more left, okay? Ben has 5 points. Tim has 6 points. Andrew has 8 points. So we're not far.
It's anyone's game.
All right, guys. This one is a good movie. Great movie. Huge fan of this movie. New. Came out this year.
Dunkirk? Oh.
Not Dunkirk. It came out. Felt like a millennia ago. Because it took you a good millennia to watch it. Anyway. Leah's 30th birthday is on Christmas Eve, the same day as her brother's wedding. Jerk move, brother. Her childhood crush is back in town for the wedding, and he is determined to make sure her birthday does not go by the wayside.
It's also her birthday?
Okay, Christmas Eve is her birthday and her brother's wedding. She has to, you know,
Nobody would do that in real life. That's just not. How many words is this one for Frankie?
Aaron would argue differently.
How many words and is Christmas in it?
She's been in quite a few weddings on her birthday. Her birthday's right around 4th of July, and she gets.
But someone in there, but some your family member choosing your birthday to be their wedding day.
Her, I think Aaron's brother got married like a day before her birthday. Yeah.
Okay. How many words and are named from Christmas?
No words are Christmas, and there are four words. So let's think about some things, guys. She's going to her brother's wedding. All right. It's a Christmas themed title. Huh? We got anything? We got anything? Leah's 30th birthday on Christmas Eve. We got nothing, guys. You got nothing. You never saw a commercial for it. It came out this year. You have seen zero commercials for this.
No, zero. Absolutely not.
All right. It stars Emily Osment.
That's not going to help. It's
earlier in the podcast, in our other podcast.
You gotta give us time to come up with something at least
several
funny.
Several weeks ago when you said Emily Osment. How can I remember that? Like it was weeks ago.
I'm having a hard time coming up with something that's both birthday and Christmas themed.
There's so many moving parts in this synopsis,
It's true. It's true. Why don't you read it again, Frankie? Slowly.
Right, one more time. Leah's 30th birthday is on Christmas Eve, the same day as her brother's wedding. Her childhood crush is back in town for the wedding, and he is determined to make sure her birthday does not go by the wayside.
And it's four words.
Coming to you on December 4th.
And it's four words.
2021. It is four words. Emily Osment, starring in A.
Bum, 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 or I'll add music. Bum, you don't have to. It'll fill in. I can always cut out silence. Bum,
bum, bum. Ricky, that music doesn't match up with the other music that we're all hearing right now. Yeah, I don't understand. Right.
If only I was humming a song that would help you get the title. Oh my god, can you guys just guess anything? We have two left. You guys are the worst.
Now
you're giving me hate Hallmark movies.
You said Christmas wasn't one of the words, right?
Christmas is not one of the words. Alright, no one's getting points for this one. It's a Very Merry Bridesmaid.
My guess. Yes,
took too long.
A Very Merry
Maid. We can edit it out.
A Very Merry Bridesmaid. Yeah, please edit out all the silence and then still cut to me saying none of you get it. It took too long. Little peek behind the game show curtain, guys. We edited out 20 minutes of silence because they could not come up with anything funny or any ideas of what it was. Alright, guys. Number 9.
This game is going terribly.
It's going great. I mean, Andrew's killing it. You're so close. Alright, a widow of a veteran, Sally Brown, who is a published children's book author. After her husband dies, she is left with just Buddy, his German shepherd.
An Air Bud Christmas.
Christmas is in the title. It is three words.
Oh.
Air Bud Christmas. An Air Bud Christmas.
Air Bud is famously a golden retriever for all 10 of the Air Bud
German
Shepherd. Not a German Shepherd. The same thing.
My Christmas Buddy.
My Christmas Buddy.
I was going to guess that legitimately.
That is not it. That is not it.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't guess it then.
He's a good dog. He is a good dog. You can call him your buddy.
A good dog.
This is a little older. I think it's like a 2014 movie.
How many words again? Three words?
Three words. Christmas is in there.
And you're sure it's not Air Bud Christmas?
I am positive it's not Air Bud Christmas, but you know what, Ben? Just because I am feeling the holiday spirit still, we're going to give you a point for comment.
I'm going to say Buddy for Christmas.
Buddy for Christmas. Not it. Guys, what we're looking for is a Christmas shepherd. A Christmas shepherd. You guys...
But there
you
were
guys are horrendous. I think next year, Christmas. I think next year, what we're gonna do is I'm gonna read you the titles,
it's kind of
and then you're gonna give me the synopsis.
The Nutcracker Christmas is the same vein because the Nutcracker is a Christmas like ballet, like it's based off of a story that's set in Christmas. Okay.
See right. What they were doing here is the shepherd, like the shepherd in the Christmas story,
Nutcracker,
and then he's a shepherd.
Legend of the Four Realms.
All right, you know what? We're going to switch it up for this last one. I am going to give you the title. You give me your best shot at the synopsis.
All right? Oh, gosh.
Whosever synopsis is the closest gets 5 points. Whosever synopsis is the funniest gets 5 points.
So you could get 10 points.
You can get
10 this.
Points if you get the closest and the funniest.
The real synopsis is hilarious.
No, I don't think so.
The movie is called Best Christmas Party Ever.
I'm actually typing this out, so we're good to go. So I'm good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna type mine out too.
Yeah.
Andrew has one hand on his chin. I don't believe that he's typing.
I'm trying to pull up Google Docs.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google search Best Christmas Party Ever. So while you
spoiler
guys
spoiler alert, that, it, so. It was my Christmas party on December 11th. Best Christmas Party Ever. But that's not the synopsis of this movie. While our contestants write down their synopsis. Synopsi? I think it is.
Synopsis.
We're going to have a brief word from our sponsor.
Dr. Pepper. The sponsor, Dr. Pepper.
Coke Zero. Coke Zero is the sponsor today. Same great taste, zero calories.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
I'm going to wait till they're done typing, and then I can say mine first since mine isn't typed up, and I don't want to steal anyone's ideas.
Also sponsoring today's game show, VidAngel. Have you guys heard us talk about it? Do you want to go ahead and try it out? Try it out for free for 30 days. Type in promo code INCREDIBLECRITICS.
That's not true, everyone. It's not true.
Type it in there. See what happens.
Type it in. Maybe you'll get something. Maybe you'll get something. In trouble.
Maybe you'll get, you know, type in
an error code.
Try free 30. You know what I mean? Try a couple different things with 30 in there.
Okay, can you read the title really quick again?
The title again is Best Christmas Party Ever.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm good.
All right.
Okay.
Ben, go first.
No. I have to go first because I don't have mine typed up, and I'm just going to steal everyone's ideas and make it funnier. It's tuna. I got to wait till tuna. It's tuna. Are you done typing?
Almost done.
You guys can't add any of my great ideas to your synopsis. Okay, and I've been really thinking really hard about this for the last 50 minutes while you guys were typing the entire plot of the movie.
Just to recap the audience real quick, we have Ben with 6 points, Tim with 6 points, Andrew with 7 points.
Did Andrew lose points?
Andrew did lose a point. That part of the show has been edited out. There's no one involved foul language.
I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay. Okay.
The best Christmas party ever. Tim, what is your guess on the synopsis?
One unlucky bachelor finds himself reliving a Christmas over and over. At a party, a Christmas party, until he falls in love correctly and does everything right. And it becomes the best Christmas party ever.
So Groundhog Day, but a Christmas party?
Definitely.
I can get behind that.
I mean, I would check that. So.
Okay.
It's probably not a Hallmark movie, that I've just said that.
All right. I like it. I like the originality. I like the Groundhog Day. That's a good guess because so many people have copied the Groundhog Day.
Isn't it amazing how many things are described as Groundhog Day, but insert blank.
Party. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Tim, we're gonna give you 4 points.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Thanks.
All right.
4 points for the movie that Frankie would watch.
Exactly. It is not not close to the actual synopsis, though. Ben, what do you got?
All right. After being fired from her law firm in the big city, Emma goes home to help her parents' business, a local cafe that is trying to be purchased by the big real estate investor. She meets a lawyer for the investor who also happens to be her high school crush, and together they find a way to save the cafe and throw a party for the entire town.
Oh, that sounds way more like a...
That's the movie synopsis. Did you get that off of something?
Copy paste off.
That was great. That was not the synopsis. I did like the storyline, though. I think you have something there. That should be something we submit to Hallmark, maybe a future sponsor of this episode.
Maybe.
Ben, I'm gonna give you 5 points.
All right.
5 points.
Just handing them out.
Nice.
Just making it like an actual Hallmark
movie. All right, Andrew.
When workaholic private contractor Fren Danko is relocated from his big city office to a quaint rural Pennsylvania town, he learns the true meaning of Christmas when he is roped into hosting the town's annual Christmas festival alongside the spirited and attractive single mayor.
All right, I hated it at first. Liked the way it ended. Liked the way it ended. Andrew, you are going to get... 1 point.
Yes, that's all I needed.
Why do
so
I think
who
we're all
closest? I'm confused.
We're all gonna end up with the same amount of points. All
right, guys. Let's,
no, you're
let's,
ahead.
Let's go to the judges real quick. What do we got here?
Oh, oh wait, are yep. you gonna read hey, the real?
Is the actual?
Yeah, you need to read
synopsis.
The real one.
Oh, okay. A party planner is tasked with mentoring her boss's nephew, who is set to take over the business. None of you got party planner in there. I really thought you would have. I really thought you would have party planner in there. Yeah. No, none of you. I kept emphasizing party. Party.
Pretty close.
Yeah, you weren't far off. Ben is finishing with 11 points. Tim is finishing with 10 points. Andrew is finishing with 8 points. Ben, you're...
I went down 2 points. How?
You made back that point that you
yeah,
lost.
You made back the point
points.
That you lost.
Made back a
you
point.
Lost the point for foul language.
The part that Ben edited it out.
Yeah, we edited it out, so you can't hear it anymore. And
you guys were typing.
Remember, you got very when you and Ben got into that little bit of an argument, and you started using some foul language.
Yeah,
to
I apologize,
talk about
Ben. That was unbecoming of me. I apologize.
We took a point away. The judges took a point away for you from that. We gave it back
guys,
to you
I'm
for
just
your
glad
snuff.
That for Christmas you made up just now, and that you're making things right for Christmas. Yeah. You know, because of Christmas.
Guys, I'm so blown away that Ben won the Hallmark Movie Challenge. Ben, you get a visit from me where we're gonna sit and we're gonna watch at least 3 Hallmark movies.
I'm glad I didn't win.
Oculus? Sweet.
I will bring over my Oculus and you can watch Hallmark movies on it.
No, you're gonna deliver mine.
No. I'm gonna come there with an Oculus.
Nah.
No, that's not what the prize is. That's not the prize. Guys, thank you for playing the Hallmark Movie Challenge. We're excited that you came and listened to the show. We're going to tell you where we can find you. Andrew, let us know where people can find us.
Facebook.com/IncredibleCritics. Twitter at 3CriticsPod. And leave a review or your thoughts or hate mail on Apple Podcasts. And let us know what you think of these Hallmark Christmas synopsis.
Leave us hate mail as a review? That's not how this
it's
works.
Horrible. Everyone, thanks for coming and joining in. Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. Have a good night. Happy New Year.
Listen, we'll take any attention we can get.
Andrew's over here. Andrew's over here like, all PR is good PR, guys.